Welcome, everyone. You may be seated. Before we begin, I would like to ask everyone to check their cell phone status. Please put all cell phones to silent. Jonathan and Jessica, marriage is a sacred relationship that should not be entered into lightly or unprayerfully. So as we gather here together to witness this union, let us first turn to the Lord and bow our heads for prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we ask you, Lord, that you would just see to this day, see to this union and for this occasion that we are here. We ask that you would watch over, lead, and guide, that all hearts may be open and receptive to your word today, Father. We pray that you would give Jonathan and Jessica the strength that is needed to make it through this ceremony, to understand their vows as they are spoken today, Lord, and to realize the seriousness of the relationship that they are about to enter into. We thank you so much for all those that have come out today to witness this union. Watch over, lead, and guide us, Lord. Forgive us of our sins and for the ways that we do fail you, but in all ways that we would seek your will in our lives, honor and glorify you alone. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. One of the most beautiful expressions of love and loyalty ever written was first spoken by Ruth, chapter 1, verses 16 and 17, which reads, "But Ruth said, 'Entreat me not to leave you or turn back from following after you. For wherever you go, I will go, and wherever you lodge, I will lodge. Your people shall be my people, and your God my God. Where you die, I will die, and there I will be buried. The Lord do so to me and more also, if anything but death parts you and me.'" These words express the kind of love and togetherness that ought to characterize marriage. "Whether thou goest, I will go, and whether thou lodgest, I will lodge," together physically. "Thy people shall be my people," together emotionally. Thy God shall be my God, together spiritually. "Whether thou diest, I will die, and there will I be buried," together permanently. Since the beginning of time, this kind of love has brought men and women together in marriage. It's this kind of love Jonathan and Jessica feel towards one another that brings us to this gathering. You guys want to turn to the congregation? Thank you. That's all right. I'm on the mic. Aaron, can you turn up the mic a little? Thanks. This congregation is made up of people who have played an important role and part in your lives. They are your parents, your family, your friends. They have come here out of a sense of love and warmth in their heart. They are your roots. As you turn to speak the words that will unite your lives, be mindful of those behind you, and know that in good days or in bad, you will never be alone. Turn to me. Turn. I need a button that says zing. All right. As you both have expressed a desire to be united in marriage, I'm going to ask you to take a vow. A vow that is not made only in the presence of your family and friends, but also in the presence of God. The Bible makes it clear that God is a witness to the wedding vows. I believe he is an unseen guest here today, along with our loved ones that have gone before us. He hears the vows you make, and he intends that they be kept as long as you both shall live. Jonathan, do you, Jonathan Allen, take Jessica Marie to be your lawfully wedded wife? And do you promise before God and these witnesses to love her, to comfort her, honor and keep her in sickness and in health, and forsaking all others, keep thee only unto her as long as you both shall live? Do you so promise?
I do. I'm sorry.
That's okay. That's all right.
A little nervous.
Well, we are a laid-back church. And do you, Jessica Marie, take Jonathan Allen to be your lawfully wedded husband? Do you promise before God and these witnesses to love him, comfort him, honor and keep him in sickness and in health, forsaking all others, keep thee only unto him as long as you both shall live? Do you so promise?
I do.
Ha ha. Jonathan, what do you give as a token of your love for Jessica? Thank you. From the beginning of time, the ring has been used to seal important covenants. But today, the ring has gained a far deeper meaning. It has become symbolic of a man's love for a woman and of a woman's love for a man. Jonathan, you will notice that this ring is a complete circle, without beginning or end. It's symbolic, I trust, in the endlessness of your love for Jessica. Jonathan, you'll take the ring and place it on the third finger of Jessica's hand. And as you place it there, repeat after me.
With this ring,
I thee wed.
In all my worldly goods.
I thee endow.
In Jesus Christ's holy name.
Amen.
And Jessica, what do you give as a token for your love to Jonathan? Jessica, you will notice that this ring is made up of the purest of metals. It will not turn or tarnish with age. It is symbolic, I trust, of the purity of your love for Jonathan. You'll take the ring and place it on the third finger of Jonathan's left hand. And as you place it there, repeat after me.
With this ring,
I thee wed.
In all my worldly goods.
I thee endow.
In Jesus Christ's holy name.
Amen.
Jonathan and Jessica, through the vows spoken by each of you today before the Lord and all these witnesses, with the exchanging of the rings as a sign of your commitment to each other, and by the power vested in me in the state of Ohio, I now pronounce you husband and wife. Whatsoever God hath joined together, let not the hand of man put asunder. The Bible teaches that in marriage, two shall become one flesh. In symbolism of this, will you now light the unity candle?
Stand today like we always dreamed, starting out our lives together. The light is in your eyes, love is in our hearts. I can't believe you're really mine forever.
Shout to you, I'm forever here to chase your
So don't act surprised if the feeling starts to carry me away. On this day, I promise forever. On this day, I surrender my heart. Here we stand, like God planned. Please say you'll always look at me this way. Like on this day. On this day.
Jonathan, you may now kiss your wife. Ladies and gentlemen, I present to you Mr. and Mrs. Jonathan Matthews.